Avondale Radio. For the community, by the community. This is Avondale Radio.
Hello and welcome to Crossbeats, sponsored by Straven Business Association, with me, Angus Allen.
And me, Chris McCrae, on Avondale Radio, music to feed the soul. And today we're starting off the show with well-known Crossbeats artist Torren Wells, and this song is called Like You Love Me.
Always something trying to steal my mood. My crazy thoughts trying to kill my groove. That's when I hear a voice whisper through the noise that brings a bigger picture into view. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every birthday, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time. Hey, you give the sparrows everything they need. You light the stars and you paint the leaves. And you clothe the lilies with your majesty. And you don't even love them like you love me. No, you in light of everything that you would choose to set your eyes on me, it blows my mind to think that you would know my name and I'm adored by the King of Kings. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every worry, every night, every second thought of tomorrow's wasting time. Hey, you give the sparrows everything they need. You light the stars and you paint the leaves. And you clothe the lilies with your majesty. And you don't even love them like you love me. No, you don't love them like you love me. No, like you love me. Like you love me.
Break it down one time, break it down two times, hey, listen up.
Why should I worry, why should I care, cause nobody loves me, no, like you love me. Why should I worry, no, why should I care, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time.
And that was Like You Love Me by Torren Wells. And Torren, as well as writing his own music, also is the worship leader at Lakewood Church in Houston, which is a massive church in Texas there. And he also runs a worship art school with his wife, and they train up musicians of the future. And that song, Like You Love Me, is really a song about the love that God has for us all. And I love the lyric in there that says, whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine.
So from one love song to another, we move to an artist, Tina Campbell, who's no stranger to Crossbeats. Tina and her older sister, Erica Campbell, formed the gospel music duo Mary Mary and had that massive hit, Take the Shackles Off My Feet So I Can Praise You. A hymn of praise to God, really. That was a fantastic hit for the duo. Tina, in this track, teams up with Stevie Wonder and they sing the song Love, Love, Love.
Love, love, love. Love, love, love.
That was Love, Love, Love by Tina Campbell and Stevie Wonder.
Visit avondaleradio.com to see our daily shows and meet our fabulous presenters. You can find out what's on locally and read more about all our sponsors. avondaleradio.com.
Join me, Nancy Luke, every Tuesday evening on Avondale Radio between 8 and 10 p.m. for Celtic and Eclectic, a fantastic mix of traditional and contemporary music from Scotland and around the world. There will be interviews with artists old and new, along with info on upcoming gigs and festivals. Tune in every Tuesday to Avondale Radio between 8 and 10 for great music to get your feet tapping and hands clapping.
So, Angus, we're now going to turn our attention to a band that we might not usually feature here on Crossbeats. They're essentially a mainstream band and a well-known band at that, but nonetheless, they do write songs about faith. And as you know, we like to reveal the stories behind the songs, so we're now going to hear Awake My Soul by Mumford & Sons.
How fickle my heart and how woozy my eyes. I struggle to find any truth in your lies. And now my heart stumbles on things I don't know. My weakness I feel I must finally show. Lend me your hand and we'll conquer them all. But lend me your heart and I'll just let you fall. Lend me your eyes, I can change what you see. But your soul you must keep totally free. Ha, 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 ha. On things I don't know. My weakness I feel I must finally show. In these bodies we will live. In these bodies we will die. Where you invest your love, you invest your life. In these bodies we will live. In these bodies we will die. And where you invest your love, you invest your life.
an excellent song there by Mumford & Sons called Awake My Soul, and that was actually from their 2009 critically acclaimed album Sigh No More. And as a band, they've actually won 2 Brit Awards and a massive 14 Grammy nominations. So a really excellent band with some really brilliant songs and musicality in what they do. And that song, Awake My Soul, it's really about, I think, a man trying to find his faith. He's really aware of how flawed he is, and yet he does see the divine beauty of the soul. And the best lyric in there for me is the one that says, "Lend me your eyes, I can change what you see, but your soul you must keep totally free."
So that's dead interesting, Chris. The next song is like a modern version of that Awake My Soul by Mumford & Sons, and it's by Therion. And the song's called Wake Up, and she sings, "Help me, Lord, I need to wake up, oh yeah." And she says, "Lord, deliver me from my apathy." And the song's about not just sitting doing nothing, but getting off our chairs and going and actively living out our faith in our day-to-day lives. So this is Wake Up by Therion.
I made a deal with fear, you keep me warm, I stay here. Been addicted to comfort and it's not even real. I know complacency, it is a silent kill. In all transparency, I love the way that it feels, man. Give me a box and I'll stay in. Deal me the cards and I play with them. Lord, deliver me from my apathy. Tired of living for myself, you know it's killing me, yeah. Help me, Lord, I need to wake up. Never wanted to see. Wanted I to give see. You so many words, they be as fast as the sea, but they return to me for it, cause I don't move my feet. Lord, I need reiteration. I made it complicated when it's so simple. I need an alteration. Lord, deliver me.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord, I need to wake up again. Put that fire under my feet. Fell asleep, I need a shake up. I've been settling. Wasting time, I gotta make up. Oh yeah, I need you to set me free. Help me, Lord, I need to wake up. Oh yeah, wake up. It's gonna be alright, alright. We can take it one step at a time, at a time. But first I gotta wake up, yeah. Rise and shine, give me that high five, high five. Y'all with you, it's gonna be alright, alright. We can take it one step at a time, at a time. But first I gotta wake up, wake up. Help me, Lord, I need to wake up, oh yeah. Put that fire.
Listen to Avondale Radio through our website avondaleradio.com, via your smart speaker or on the Radio Garden app. Avondale Radio, for the community, by the community.
Strevan Business Association is here to support local businesses. Our aim is to increase tourist numbers and to promote Strevan as a visitor attraction to help sustain small local businesses. Membership is only £50 a year and is your opportunity to build our business community and to make Strevan a vibrant and attractive place to visit. Keep it local by joining Strevan Business Association and help people discover Strevan. More information at discoverstraven.org.
This is Crossbeats, sponsored by Strevan Business Association, with me, Angus Allen.
And me, Chris McRae, on Avondale Radio, music to feed the soul. And now we're going to hear from an artist called Aaron Cole, and this song is called One More Day.
For the alarm, sunlight replacing the stars. Finding my phone in the dive, putting my life on restart. So many places to go, asking what's best, I don't know. Each hour's an hour you make, so I know it's gonna be strange. One more day, I believe that it's gonna be all okay with you. Thank you for one more day. Thanks for another day. Giving thanks for another day. No one can tell me what's next, or just how much time I got left. Hourglass half full of sand, but I know it's all in your hands. There is no me, only us. It's only in you I would trust. Yo, goodbye to fear and the doubt. Hello to your love reaching out. One more day. Wanna show that I'm gonna go all the way with you. One more day, love, I gotta let it breathe. I'm awake, my heart is beating for you. Your love is all I need. Another day, I'm gonna live it for you. I'm giving thanks for another day. Thank you for one more day. Thanks for another day. Give me thanks for another day. Thank you for one more day. Give me thanks for another day. Give me thanks for another day. Thank you for one more day. Give me thanks for another day. Give me thanks for another day. It's hard, so young. It's yours, all of my days, my hours.
And that was One More Day by Aaron Cole. And as we love to do here on Crossbeats, we love introducing new artists and new music. And that is a first time play of Aaron Cole on the show. And Aaron's from Nashville in Tennessee. And he's actually better known for his rapping. But in that track, he does show how versatile he is with his melodies and harmonies there in that song. And I really like that song. An amazing guitar riff, poppy chorus, and it's one of these songs that just gets stuck in your head. And if you stick with us till the end of today's show, Aaron was actually discovered by the artist Toby Mac, who's a favourite on Crossbeats. And if you stick with us, you might just hear Toby before the end of the show. And this song is actually about being grateful for waking up each day to a new day and another day to be thankful to God. And there's a lyric in there which really kind of resonates with me, and it says, "And now I got air to breathe, I'm awake, my heart is beating for you, your love is all I need."
So coming up, we have a live interview with Philippa Hanna. Well, it was live on Saturday anyway. We have This Is My Father's World by Ryan and Rachel Lampa. Rachel was our Artist of the Month last month. And before that, we have our minister from Avondale and Drumclog Parish Church, the Reverend Callum Stark, with our Thought for the Week.
Perhaps when you were younger, you had the opportunity to hear the late, great Billy Graham preach. I know that that was a pivotal moment in my journey of faith as a teenager. Well, the story goes that when Billy Graham was out driving in his car one day, he was driving through a small southern town and he was stopped by a policeman and charged with speeding. Immediately, Graham admitted his guilt, but he was told by the officer that he would have to appear in the courts. So as he appeared in the court, the judge asked, guilty or not guilty? And Graham immediately pleaded that he was guilty. The judge replies, that'll be $10, a dollar for every mile that you went over the limit. And then the judge recognised the famous preacher. He said, you violated the law. The fine must be paid. And then he smiled at him and with a glint in his eye said, but I am going to pay it for you. He took a $10 bill from his own wallet, attached it to the ticket. And that's not where it ended, because he then took Billy Graham out and he bought him a steak dinner. That, said Billy Graham, is how God treats repentant sinners. In Ephesians 1:7, it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
This is my father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This
So that was Rachel Lampa and Ryan. This is My Father's World. And our tenuous link this week is that Rachel Lampa recorded with Ryan, and she was our Artist of the Month last month. And this month, our Artist of the Month, Philippa Hanna, has also recorded with Ryan. Hello, Philippa, and
Hello.
Welcome to Crossbeats.
I'm so excited to finally be on this famous show.
You've had a really busy week, haven't you?
Super busy, yeah. I've been up here in Scotland doing some shows, starting off my Stained Glass Stories tour.
So this is the beginning of your UK-wide tour?
It is,
in
yes.
In Strathaven?
Yeah, what better place than to start here?
So tell us about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and next week.
Oh, well, yeah, busy time. So we came up to do our show here in Strathaven, and then we went up to Paisley, and we're back, actually, where we began to do a bit of a Sunday morning thing. And then we're actually, in the meantime, doing a bit of exploration and having a bit of fun.
So where are you exploring today? So I should say to listeners, this show is pre-recorded on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing today?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm going on an adventure that involves land, air and sea.
Excellent. So that will involve a lot of trust then, if you're not sure where you're going.
Oh, is that another tenuous link? Yeah. Well, listeners, this song is called Trust, and it's from my latest album, and it's been a bit of a difficult season for many reasons, with family stuff and all of that pandemic stuff, which is now kind of behind us. But it's definitely been a season for trust, and, you know, with our situation as a family, we're just determined to press in and rely on our faith to get us through. So this is Trust.
From the rising of the sun, when the day has just begun, all creation sings a song of praise. And when the night is closing in, I will hide beneath your wings, and I will put my trust in you always. 'Cause every power in earth and heaven knows your name. Every trial in every season, troubled waters rise, on this rock I'll build my life, and I will put my trust in you always. Should I wander far from home, to the far side of the sea, even then your hand will keep me safe. And from the depths of my despair, I will lift this broken prayer, and I will put my trust in you always. 'Cause every pain, I will
just the same. So in trouble,
Trust by Philippa Hanna, introduced by Philippa Hanna. So thank you very much, Philippa. So Philippa, trust is a big thing, isn't it? Trusting other people is a big thing, but trusting in God is a big thing as well.
Yeah, it's huge, especially when everything around you appears to be falling apart, or you know, you hit these bumps, these speed bumps in life, and it's not easy. But I think it's trying to see outside of your situation and see the bigger picture. We're so small, really, aren't we? Yeah. But life is short, and we're very small. So that's why I think it helps me to look bigger, and why my faith is so crucial for me.
Are there things in your life that have been touching points that have strengthened your faith and trust in God?
Actually, I mean, you know, it is the hard times, isn't it? The good times are great, but I think it's those times where you don't have your own strength to rely on, or you don't have sort of natural confirmation that everything's going to be okay. I think everybody's hit a bit of that in the last few years. A lot of people's work situations have changed, and family situations, and, you know, the world is quite a scary place as well. So I think it's in these seasons where we learn to trust in a higher power. For me, it's God.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've all come out of quite a tricky time. I mean, I don't like looking backwards, I like looking forwards, but COVID was a massive thing in all our lives. But on top of that, many people had all sorts of challenges and disasters over that period as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did, and we did too. We had loss in the family. My mother-in-law, my beautiful mother-in-law, one of my best friends, got cancer in the May of 2021, so just after my little girl was born, really, just a few months into that. She got a diagnosis, and by November, we were saying goodbye. And I know that so many people have had to deal with those things as well. So, you know, it's... I think we all face these seasons of you just asking big questions and trying to figure it all out. But, you know, faith is really helpful in that.
Yeah. But through all that, yeah, as you say, faith is really helpful. And there's a song that has become a real favourite in our church as a worship song that you've written. And I'm hoping you're going to introduce us to that song now.
Well, this is one of my favourite songs. And I think probably because it's lovely to see how people respond to this song and to see how they've been able to apply it in their own lives. Because, you know, the world is always changing. Down in the in Little England, our Prime Minister's always changing. And, you know, the world is sort of like a moving target, isn't it? And we don't always know what to believe or where to look. And so for me, it's so important to say God is still God, still good, still caring, still loving. So this is Your Still God.
When all foundations have been shaken, when I'm left standing in the dark, and all I feel is my heart breaking, You still reign and You're still God. And when it feels all hope is fading, the heavy questions hit so hard, forsaken, You still reign and You're still God.
I'll trust the victory of your cross and fix my eyes upon you, Jesus.
That was Philippa Hannah singing You're Still God. So, Philippa, you've got quite a lot of exciting plans ahead of you, haven't you?
I'm so excited. Yeah, we're doing our first long-haul flight with a two-year-old this week. So that's exciting. But, yeah, we're heading over to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Nashville quite a lot. And before the pandemic, I did have plans to move there, in fact. But we just want to go and do some writing, get some new material together and sort of process a lot of these things as well that we've gone through.
So can I ask, how do you go about writing a song like You're Still God?
Well, to be honest, we just had some pretty rough news as a family when we arrived in Nashville last time. And before we'd even had time to think about it, we were in a writing room with two sort of hugely successful songwriters. And most writing sessions just start with a bit of a heart-to-heart, you know, kind of a cap in hand, cup of tea, tell them all your problems thing. And that's where the sort of ideas start to come from, and that's where the best songs come from, really. A good old conversation.
Yeah, a bit of sort of mix of personal experience, conversation with others, inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just kind of what you want to say. I guess it's like problem solving. So if you go into a writing room with a feeling of hopelessness, it's like, okay, how can we write a song that helps me feel hopeful and others feel hopeful? So it's almost a bit like trying to mix a remedy for whatever ailment you've gone in with.
And so when you're in Nashville, you'll be writing songs, and do you record them as well, or how does that work?
Yeah, so usually, because they're so quick and amazing in Nashville, because they do it every day, they just do it all the time. Some people write four songs a day as their job Nashville.
That is amazing.
Usually we take a couple of hours to write the song, lyrics and melody, and then they'll start beavering away in the background and throwing a track together while you're finishing things off. So somebody will usually be knee deep in a sort of something like Logic to create their music, and then at the end of the session I'll jump in and do a quick vocal, and then you disappear and they send you a wee transfer a few hours later. And
brilliant.
Yeah, and hopefully by the time you come back from the trip you've got a bunch of new stuff to sort of pick through.
So in the old days we would talk about bringing out a new album. Do you still talk about that now, or do you talk about bringing out songs on Spotify?
I prefer albums, because I feel like, especially, you know, the last album I made was 2020. There's been so much that's happened since then. I've become a mum, we survived like a global pandemic, and my whole life has changed. So there's a lot of I like a story, a narrative, you know, and so it's nice to look back and think, oh, that is, there were the crop of songs for that season. So, and also, like, from start to finish, an album has sort of hills and valleys, doesn't it? And hills and valleys,
it has ups, like,
the ups and downs, the reflective moments, the up moments, and so it's nice to see a journey. I still love a good album.
So talking about a journey then, we've chatted a wee bit about the pandemic and challenges and how that can inspire you, and there's a song coming up, I think, that you'd like us to play, and it's called Come Back Fighting. Can you tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah.
And it's very much about having a spirit that doesn't just give up, isn't it?
Yeah. So the first time I went to Nashville, I was very close to signing a deal with a major label. And obviously that was a dream come true. You know, all of our eggs were in that basket and we were super excited and couldn't wait for, you know, to move across the sea and do some adventures. And it fell apart because this label merged with another label and I just got lost in the shuffle. So the conversation came to an end. And I remember feeling like, I don't know if I'm ever going to ever write another song or, you know, stand on stage again, because I just felt like my dreams had been crushed. And, you know, like the human spirit is quite unquenchable at times. And I just sort of felt like, you know, it's up to me really. If I decide my dreams are over, but in this case I've decided I'm not going to stay down, I'm going to come back fighting. And this song actually ended up being a real door opener for us, you know, hearing it sort of played on Radio 2 and things like that, and thinking, wow, yeah, we really did come back fighting.
Yeah. So this is Come Back Fighting by Philippa Hanna. Philippa, thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time.
It's been a real pleasure. I hope to see you guys again soon.
Covered in the ashes again. Circumstances tell me there's no way I can win. Remind myself to keep on breathing, to keep on telling my heart it's alive and it's still beating. You know I can't control what happens, no, but I could get a hold on my reaction. In the mirror now I see a scene, their share of heartache, but they're better than they used to be. And I don't wanna say it ain't hard, but there's beauty in the ashes and every single scar. It's do or die, sink or swim. I gain back and down, no, I'm all in. There's much more to the story, I feel right. Collecting all these sticks and stones, built myself out of what's been done. When the bottom drops out, I'm more than just surviving. I'ma come back fighting, cause I still believe there's so much left in me. And the best part is I'm just getting started. Do or die, sink or swim, I ain't backing down, one more than. There's much more to the story I've been writing. I'm collecting all these sticks and stones, built myself out what's been thrown. When the bottom drops out, I'm more than just surviving. I'ma come back, do or die, sink or swim. I ain't backing down, no, I'm all in. There's much more to the story I've been writing. I'm collecting.
And that was Come Back Fighting by Philippa Hanna, and what a lovely interview that was with her. And Philippa left Straven to go to Brighton, and then on Thursday this week she heads off to Nashville, as she said, to do some recording and to do some new songwriting. So we're looking forward to great things later on in the year. This is Crossbeats, sponsored by Straven Business Association, with me, Angus Allen.
And me, Chris McCrae, on Avondale Radio, music to feed the soul.
Straven Business Association is here to support local businesses. Our aim is to increase tourist numbers and to promote Straven as a visitor attraction to help sustain small local businesses. Membership is only £50 a year and is your opportunity to build our business community and to make Straven a vibrant and attractive place to visit. keep it local by joining Strevan Business Association and help people discover Strevan. More information at discoverstrevan.org.
Hi, Angela here, hoping you can join me every Monday between 6 and 8 for some musical melodies here on Avondale Radio, proudly sponsored by the Drawing Room Strevan. I'll be bringing you the biggest hits from Broadway, the big screen and beyond. If you like your show tunes or want to know what's happening in the local world of theatre, tune in every Monday and we can get your toes tapping. Hope you can join me then.
We're moving very quickly to the end of the show now, and in moving to the end of the show, we're also moving locally to a Glasgow band, Ashton Lane. Husband and wife duo, Esther and Tim O'Connor, and Esther's father, of course, is Graham Duffin, who is the lead guitarist with Wet Wet Wet. So it's Ashton Lane singing Legacy.
There's a woman that I knew, made good and making do. Kids, three jobs and time to pray. She knew where life lived and had the time to listen. She left a life to live up to. She knew where to turn when life would deal the wrong cards. Knew where to go when storms blew like they do.
So extraordinary.
That was Legacy by Ashton Lane. And Esther sings in the song about her grandma and how she was such an inspiration and how her grandma left such a positive legacy for the rest of the family. And she asks the question, you know, what sort of legacy do we leave in our lives?
We've now reached the end of this week's show, and as promised earlier, we're going to end the show with a track from Toby Mac, who we feature quite a lot on Crossbeats. And usually Toby is collaborating with other artists in a lot of the songs we play, but here he is on his own. And this track is called Everything, and it's really about a song that talks about how he looks for God in everything that he does. And there's a lyric in there that says, "I see you in every little thing all day. No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me." So to end this week's show, here is Toby Mac with Everything.
I'm captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder. Soul's awakened, taken by all the beauty you bring. You got it blaring, staring, love watching you do your thing. There's no mistaking your style, no mistaking your touch. I see the grand, I see the subtle of your love. Lord, I see you in everything. See you in every little thing all day.